We are back for another spring preseason sports show. I'm here with the girls soccer coach, Coach Angela Pope. Coach Pope, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm so excited for the season to get on its way. It's already about, what, 3-4 weeks in, and I already see growth just from the past 3 to 4 weeks that we've had getting started with, this team.
Coach, last year you were an assistant with this group, and now first year as head coach. Last year you had a solid season, 3-4 in conference, but really showed so much improvement in the district, defeating Savannah after losing in the regular season, then giving Maryville a really tough game. So how proud of you were you with the growth that you saw last year during the team, and how has that carried over into the start of this year?
You know, we saw tons of growth. I felt like last year was definitely a building year for us. The first bit of the year, we really struggled to find our groove, but I also think that we had a lot of people that had never played soccer before in our starting lineup. I think there were at least 5 in our starting lineup that were just natural athletes, and I think they really showed a lot of progress throughout the season. And then I felt like we really gained that momentum with our coaching staff. Coach Grable and I really honed in on the fundamental side of soccer, and then the athleticism and then those fundamentals really just combined to create something so solid to get us through that first district tournament win. I'm so proud of those girls because they did come a very long way. Last season, some didn't even know really what a corner kick was or a goal kick, and those were some of the starters. And then by the end of it, wow, we just had such progress and we had such momentum going into that first district game.
Now, Coach, you are just about a week through the regular season. Now you've had a couple of matches. Just tell me about how you feel the start of the season is going and maybe some of the key players that you're going to be relying on this year.
You know, I actually, in our pregame meeting, I focused on what we had performed last season. So last season when we were going into the Jamboree or even our Chillicothe tournament, we were getting 8-0'd within 20 minutes. And this season, we were able to hold numerous teams that we got 8-0'd in 20 minutes. We were able to hold them 1-0. And although that was a loss, that was a huge win in our book. So we just continue to see the progress. And we have numerous incoming freshmen and newer girls that are coming out, that have come out, that have really contributed in minutes for our team to help with the success of and that growth in the Jamboree and the Chillicothe tournament that we just had.
Coach, you had a couple of all-district players last year in Anya Moore, Hayden Hansen, and Sophie Hurchin. Talk about some of their impact and then some of the other players that you think are going to provide a big role on this year's team.
You know, Anya, I absolutely love in the back line. The back four, we have a solid group of girls. We have Hallie that actually is a freshman that is new to our squad, and she's right beside Anya, and they are just a powerhouse. They are very good at containing and trying not to have people get shots off. And then we have Brinley, who has contributed numerous minutes, and that her speed is just phenomenal. And then Amaya McInnes on that opposite side that has really shown growth. She is one that is new to soccer as of last year, and she is one that has just tremendous growth the past year for sure.
Coach, this season you've already had a couple of games, but can you talk about when your next home game is, next opportunity for people to come out and support the Chillicothe Lady Hornets soccer team?
Yeah, our next home game is on Friday. I believe it's at 5:00, and it's against Sacred Heart, I believe. I'm excited for everyone to come out and support us. It's a Friday night game, so that's going to be great. I do want to comment on our, I call them the triple espresso for those that watch pro women's soccer. We do have Baxter in the sixth position, which is a defensive mid, and then Sophie and Hansen are in that attacking mid position, and they are really fun to watch. They are true. They contribute greatly with their skill and their mental toughness in the center of the field. And everyone should come out and watch this game to see all of these girls and how much they've progressed throughout this preseason and the past few weeks coming into season.
Talking with Coach Angela Pope of the Chillicothe Lady Hornets soccer team. Now, I mentioned this is your first year as head coach. What kind of is your coaching philosophy? What's your kind of style out there, the way that you try to get the most out of the girls?
You know, my philosophy is all about fun, but also something in regard to making sure that they not only have fun, but get tools that they could use for the rest of their lives, right? We can coach soccer every single day, but we also want them to remember there's more to life than just the sport. It is taking certain tools that we give them, and then after the sport is over, going out and utilizing those tools in the real world. And that's kind of how I, you know, live life. I feel like that is something that's so important. Sport is supposed to be fun, and although we compete and it gets a little tough sometimes, that's how life is, and we just have to, you know, educate them on certain things so that they could use those tools and take them out in the real world.
Coach, you mentioned the growth of this team and how proud you are of them already. What are some of the strengths you see out there for this year's group?
Oh goodness, we have so many new contributors this season. One is Jayla Fonseca. She's been showing lots of minutes, and she's a freshman, and her speed is phenomenal. And then we have Chloe Corona. She is one of our wingers that has showed quite a few minutes in subbing for us. I think that their talent just goes so far. And I already mentioned Hallie Gabrielson in the back. She's just so strong in the back, and she wins balls out of the air with her. And our full back line, I really do think that we are going to see lots of shutouts this season.
Coach, one last question for you. What is something that you're most excited or looking forward to this season as the season goes along?
I think we have a lot of team chemistry. You know, since I'm a little newer and last year was my first year, I saw the team chemistry forming. There are really no groups. I feel like all the girls are just, they all get along and they all do so well. And I feel like that is something that we can really gain momentum and thrive with, right? I think that team chemistry is one of the most important things in a team, and I think that's kind of what got us through that first district win last year, and I'm excited for what's to come this year in regard to just continuing the bonds that the girls have and continuing to gain that team chemistry along the way.
Well, we're looking forward to following along all season. Thank you for your time, Coach Pope, and we're excited to watch the Lady Hornets soccer team this year.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.